freedom, the kind most of us only dream of. 100 years ago, the Wright brothers took to the sky with little more than fabric and a small motor. Who knew it could be so simple?
You know, these things are look like basically a lawnmower with a bed sheet over your head. There's really not much more to them.
Mo Sheldon was like most kids.
Ever since I was a kid, I've always dreamed of flying. I looked up at the birds and just said, you know, I always wanted to fly like that.
Now he straps an engine on his back after years with engines between his knees.
You know, motorcycling was a poor excuse for this type of flying. It was like flying in 2D, and now I'm flying in 3D.
With not much more than a hop, Mo and his buddies hang in the air with the morning sun, gliding over the ground, slow and low.
It's considered one of the slowest, safest forms of aviation, and it's also one of the least expensive forms of aviation there are.
For about $8,000, you too can be like a superhero, minus the cape.
You're so out in the open, I mean, you really feel like a bird, you know, or like, you know, if you could imagine what's, if there was a Superman, what it'd feel like.
Lightweight, modern materials allow these guys to circle the skies for hours. Coming down is as easy as going up.
You basically just step down.
But when you've got wings, you don't stay down too long.
The nice thing is you can start right back up and go again.
Living that dream that took flight so many years ago. Faye Fredericks, 12 News, Weekend Today.